This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, one of our favourite events that we all look forward to here at Joy, and I know a lot in our community do also, is Chill Out Festival. It's fast approaching, folks, with the festival kicking off on March 7. This year, I love this, the theme is boots and bling. Hey, what a great combo. Jackie Walter is this year's Chill Out Festival programming and promotion person du jour. Jackie, welcome to Joy Drive.
It's really good to be here. Now, I love every moment I spend on Joy.
And we love having you on because this is one of our favourite things to look forward to as we celebrate the end of our sort of Pride season. Now, we've got obviously Midsummer Pride and then we've got Mardi Gras. And this is the sort of the thing that we every year enjoy at Joy, like I said a moment ago, but I know a lot of in our community love it because it is just basically taking us out from the city into the country and welcoming us like a warm embrace.
It is, and what a better place to spend. There's no better place to spend chilling out than in Daylesford. Not that the entire festival is about chilling out. We do cover all of our bases, but yes, you can chill out.
Now, as I mentioned in my opening, this year's theme is boots and bling. Do you reckon there's always a space for bling, even when you've got those worn-out, filthy old farm favourites on?
You know what? I actually dug out a pair of my old Blunstons the other day and I went, ooh, these could do with a bit of a bling. So I will be wearing them throughout the festival with their updated look. So there will be plenty of bling on the committee as well.
Great. Now, there's something a little bit different about the programming of this year's festival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, look, this year we've also thrown in the youth muster as well as drag storytelling time. So we know that most of our events are ticketed, but however, we do have the youth muster and it's a focus for us because it is a free event on Saturday at Vic Park. So we'll have performers, we'll have panels, it'll be hosted by Aunt Simone, Nate Byrne, and we'll talk about things all to do with youth and have the Rainbow Family Barbecue down at Vic Park as well. So as well as all the ticketed events, we do want to encourage the youth and families to come along to Vic Park on Saturday for that free event. We're really looking forward to it.
It's like what I mentioned before, it's an all-inclusive embrace because not only do you want to sort of have those big ticket events where people can have fun and let loose on the dance floor, but also capture that inclusivity of all our family members, whether it's young or young at heart or old. So I'm loving that. Is that the reason you see the importance to have a specific free youth event?
I do, and we really want to encourage that demographic to come through and carry the flag for us into the future as well. I mean, there's a bit of a few of us might be getting a bit long in the tooth, yeah. but we'd like to see it come through as well. So everybody's welcome at Chill Out. Obviously, it's a queer festival, but all of our chosen family and allies are certainly welcome. And I've got to tell you, the embrace from the town itself every year is just phenomenal.
No, I love it. I mean, the energy that's there is so warm and welcoming. I've been fortunate to have been there a few times. Like I know a lot of our people in the listening to us right now. Something you mentioned before I want to sort of go back to is Australia's biggest drag story time event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that'll be following up Youth Muster at Vic Park as well. So we just want to have that, we wanted to put that on just as well because, you know, it's been around the world with some issues around that. So we wanted to celebrate that. And look, who doesn't love a drag queen telling a story? And drag queens always feature at Chill Out as well. And we're really lucky to have a couple of the RuPaul Drag Race Australian drag queens coming down as well to Chill Out with Queen Kong and Spanky Jackson, who I think was the winner of RuPaul Drag Race Australia as well. So we're excited to welcome them all. And, you know, it's Dolly Diamond's 20th anniversary this year, so she'll be there alongside Courtney Act, who's hosting the carnival, and Rogue Traders, Lost Girls, Beck Jensen duo, Shauna Jensen's coming, and of course the ever favourite DJ du jour is coming back to Chill Out as she does because she loves it, and of course Nate Byrne, who's one of our best ambassadors.
Yeah. Yeah, I love all the name dropping. You just sort of squeeze it in there. We'll segue from.
No,
it's great. I mean, it's a great reminder of all the people that sort of come down there and give their time to sort of celebrate this event, and I love that. We're chatting with Jackie Walter from Chill Out about this year's Chill Out Festival kicking off in just a few weeks' time on March the 7th. Now, of course, Chill Out would not be a festival if there weren't any doggies around. For those who like to show their dogs off, there's the dog show, of course. When's that happening? And for the uninitiated, what can we expect?
Ah, well, the dog show will be kicking off between 12 and 1 o'clock down at Carnival. So you can expect, I think there's going to be some guest appearances from the winners from Midsummer, from what I know. And I did manage to catch the winners of the dog show. So I'm sure they'll be making some star appearances. And we'll, of course, on the main stage, parade them, the winners, once they win our dog show up here in Daylesford.
Surprising how popular it is. I know it's one of those annual fixtures on Midsummer Carnival Day, but also Chill Out. And it's surprising how people sort of just are sort of glued to sort of see what's going on and what outfits these dogs are wearing and how well-behaved or misbehaved they've been. But top of all, they're having fun and being cute. So I think it's a very
I think some of the most amazing costumes might be seen on Saturday night at Bush Dance. So they're really going to embrace the boots and bling theme on Saturday night at Bush Dance. And I'm really looking forward to that. I've actually never made it to Bush Dance, strangely enough, but I'll make an effort because I'm working all weekend, obviously, with the festival to get down there just in time because I'm actually learning a line dance to Beyonce's new release of Texas Hold'em, which is, thankfully, she's released it just before Chill Out.
How apt is that? She sort of like realised, well, there's an opportunity here for those lovely people down south and I'll bring it out. I'm loving it. Now, I've heard there may be some changes to the parade. What's different this year?
Yeah, this is slightly different this year. Different kickoff point for us down at the Daylesford Primary School, which should make it, from a viewing point of view, much, much easier. And we've actually got up and going around the top, a roundabout. So they're actually closing off Midland Highway for us this year. And we'll just do, I think, one lap. So, and then we'll line up all the shuttle buses and take everyone down to Carnival for free at the end of the parade. So we can get it underway when that starts at 11 o'clock.
Well, that leads on to the thing I was going to talk about is the shuttle bus, because obviously there are those who want to go from one amazing thing to the next amazing thing. So they're going to be running through, obviously, the weekend and for people to sort of just relax and just enjoy, just get hopping on and just getting to the next thing that they want to enjoy.
Yeah, there's tickets for sale for the shuttle bus all weekend. And the great thing about it is it will run between venues every 30 minutes. So there's no excuse for somebody not to get down and party at Chill Out. We'll also be bringing the Pride bus up, the Kinetic Pride bus up from Melbourne, and also the Pride bus from Ballarat as well. So Kinetic have been fantastic allowing us to bring the bus up from Footscray. I think that comes up on Friday. So there's plenty of transport for people as well and accessible.
Now, we know you've got a really good website where people can just plan their weekend. Have you got any tips what people should be doing? Because I know for, again, the uninitiated, they sort of want to dive deep into the events. What's your suggestions of how to sort of plan their time there and sort of find out the things that they want to do?
Yeah, well, have a good look at it's probably easier to have a good look at the website. That's chilloutfestival.com.au. The events are very clearly laid out for you, and there's a timetable in the middle of it. So even if they want to come up and grab a timetable from the info centre when they get here, I know lots of friends wait until they get to Chill Out to make their decisions, but I would urge people to start looking now with 15 sleeps to go because things will sell out. So it's really about just sitting down with your mates and going and having a few arguments about where you want to go. And then buying the tickets while you can because we don't want people to miss out. I mean, there are 50 events happening over the 4 days, but we're expecting a lot of people to head out do the hour and a half drive back from Melbourne.
Now, moving away from Chile, just one other thing that you have a passion for is music. You're a musician in the band. Is it Mean Girls and used to be Blue House?
Well, I am still in Blue House. So Blue House is playing at Funk Soul Sister at Town Hall through Chill Out.
Okay.
And also my other project, The Lost Girls, is playing at Carnival just before
Lost Girls, that's it.
Sunday.
I called it Mean Girls for
some
reason.
No. It's nine lesbians in a very loud 80s rock cover band. So we're coming up to Chill Out to deliver a good time and we expect a lot of dancing.
Well, I have to sort of say one of my highlights is when I'm celebrating Chill Out is, a bit of dancing or a lot of dancing because you've got plenty of opportunity to do so. All I can say is I like the way you did the countdown. Was it? Did you call it 15 more sleeps before chill out?
15 sleeps.
Gosh.
That makes me nervous.
Well, can't wait, Jackie. And I really appreciate you making the time to sort of celebrate all the things that we love about chill out. And I know that Joy's going to be down there. We're going to have a live OB happening. So if anyone wants to come down and see it happening on the Sunday of the big day event that's going on there, come down, say hello. We're going to have amazing interviews and great conversation happening all through our coverage. And of course, you just keep on celebrating everything that Chill Out is. So I appreciate your time. Thanks, Jackie.
Hey, thanks so much, Con. Thanks for having me.
Jackie Walter is this year's Chill Out Festival programming and promotion person. And for more information, as Jackie said, just check out the Chill Out website.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.